You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Well, we're going to cap off this unseasonably warm and humid week with a warm and humid Friday. Why would it change now? There will be some areas of fog early this morning, not lasting very long, and that allows those temperatures to jump already into the low to mid-80s by the noon hour, topping out in the mid-80s. And like yesterday, as the sea breeze starts to push in, then we'll see a few showers develop and even a few thunderstorms, helped out as well by a cold front that will be approaching from the north and west. Now, that cold front won't move in until later tonight, so temperatures will stay warm all the way into this evening. This is by no means a widespread rainfall or a long-lasting rainfall in any one spot, but any of these showers or storms could briefly become heavy. We had a couple of spots in Clay and St. Johns County pick up a quick inch of rain yesterday, some much-needed rainfall, by the way. And we could see the same kind of thing today. You go a few miles, and it's not so much rain. So scattered, but some locally heavy showers and even a few rumbles of thunder later this afternoon and into this evening. The cold front moves across the area after midnight. It will take a while for the drier air to move in, so we're likely to start out your Saturday with quite a bit of cloud cover. Now, the temperatures will still be quite mild in the morning in the low to mid-60s, so it's not like you're going to run out the door with that cold front having moved through and think, oh, goodness, it's chilly. It's kind of just, it'll be cooler in the morning. The big story is we don't warm up that much during the day. That's been the big story all week, is that we've been so warm already by noon. That doesn't happen tomorrow. Temperatures are only going to top out around 70 degrees, so a good 15 degrees cooler tomorrow during the afternoon than what we've been most of this week, but still nice and really quite decent right into Sunday. So we're looking at clouds gradually increasing through the day on Sunday, but temperatures will drop into the 50s tomorrow night and only top out in the low 70s on Sunday. Really a nice autumn weekend. We'll deal with some clouds from time to time, but that should be about the extent of it. Those clouds on Sunday will be in advance of the next storm system, which could be promising some pretty decent rainfall for the area. Monday into Tuesday looks like a system that will produce 100% coverage rain at one time or another from Monday through Tuesday, and some of that rain could be locally heavy. As we track the next storm system, this will move out of the Gulf of Mexico right up across the southeastern U.S. Depending on the exact timing on this and its intensity, we may see some strong storms at times. So there's your first alert on a pretty significant weather system early next week that we'll be keeping an eye on through the weekend, of course, and then right on into Monday as we start your new work week. So just be aware that we will have a wet start to the new work week, and many will be celebrating Veterans Day right on into Monday. Veterans Day is Sunday, and a salute to all our veterans. Past and present, protecting our freedoms, and we're looking at a Monday that will be quite wet at times. So any holiday plans for Monday, you're going to want to double check on the forecast and keep an eye to the sky. Parade begins, of course, traditionally at 11:01 Monday morning. It looks like skies will be partly to mostly cloudy. It will be quite mild in the lower 70s, but there will be at least some risk for some rain already Monday morning, and especially picking up in intensity and coverage as we go through the day and into the evening. Once that system moves through here, I've been talking about this for several days now, pretty good shot of cold air, or at least cool air, moves in for the middle of next week, and it should allow for some of the chilliest temperatures we've had this season so far, with highs only in the 60s for a couple of days, Wednesday and Thursday, and nighttime lows that'll at least dip into the 40s and maybe some 30s well inland. The exact timing and magnitude of this cold wave, still a little bit up in the air, although I will say this is not a real big shot of cold. It's just that we haven't had we've had virtually no chilly air yet. So it'll feel quite a bit cooler. It's not a change of weather pattern that's going to stick and stay, though, so to speak. It's just a transient cold front moving through. By that, I mean it moves through pretty quickly. We drop pretty quickly temperature-wise, but then we also return back to, if not above average, within just a few days. The overall weather pattern leading right up to Thanksgiving right now just doesn't look all that different than what we've had the last few weeks, which is above average temperatures, some rain at times, but generally above average temperatures. I really don't see that change changing anytime soon. With the main storm track staying to our north and west, that'll have some implications for Thanksgiving week, which is the week after next week already, as far as holiday travel goes, because it's quite wintry in some parts of the U.S. and then quite warm across the southeastern part of the country, and that battleground sets up your storm track and all the storm systems that have been occurring the last few weeks and will be occurring the way it looks now over the next few weeks. So, once again, to sum up your weekend, looks pretty decent. Cold front will move through later tonight. Ahead of that, some scattered showers, a few thunderstorms this afternoon and evening after another day that'll be unseasonably warm. We then turning a little cooler than average for the weekend. Highs around 70 degrees, nighttime lows in the 50s. Pretty nice overall. Clouds to start out the Saturday weekend weather and then end with clouds too on Sunday ahead of the next storm system that comes in early next week. And that's your first alert. You'll need the umbrella for Monday and Tuesday. Have a great and safe weekend with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.